University Press Audiobooks presents Miles and Me, written by Quincy Troop, narrated by Richard Allen. Based on the book published by University of California Press, copyrighted in 2000 by Quincy Troop. Transfers to devices are permitted. File sharing and peer-to-peer usage are not permitted. Prologue. Miles Davis was a great poet on his instrument. His horn could blow warm, round notes that spoke to the deepest human emotions, and it could spit out cracked trills that evoked the angry sounds of bullets firing. Sometimes his trumpet seemed to float over and through remarkably complex rhythms and time signatures with heart-stopping speed and efficiency. His sound could penetrate like a sharp knife. It could also be muted, tender and low like a lullaby, but it was always charged with deeply felt emotion. Miles's sound always made us sit up and take notice. It was burnished, brooding, unforgettable. When you heard Miles on the radio, you knew right away that it was him. You knew it by the sound, because no one else ever sounded like that. Like Louis Armstrong's, Duke Ellington's, Thelonious Monk's, John Coltrane's, his voice was unmistakably unique. Sometimes when he used the mute, whether on up-tempo tunes or slow ones, we knew we were hearing perfection. When he played muted ballads, it was as if he were tenderly kissing our feelings. Then he would stun us with bright, rapid-fire bursts of notes.